want to go and do different things that you can do with your buddies, why you can't do it with your teammate? Why you can't do it with the person that you consider to be the love of your life? And that's why I think a lot of people get it twisted. They always think that they gotta hang out with their girlfriend or their buddies or even family members. They'd rather hang out with them than to hang out with the person that they're considered to be the love of their life. And y'all know I always have a story. My love of my life is my best friend. My husband is my best friend. There's nothing that I cannot say or talk about with him. So when you take on that relationship, you gotta take on the whole relationship. It's not just about you. It's not just about, you gotta make sure that that person is comfortable in the home. You gotta make sure that we're doing this together. When you go and cook breakfast, you don't only cook breakfast for yourself, you cook breakfast for them. You show them that you have that love and that feeling for them, and y'all in this together. Like some of the young people say, I got your back. Do you have your significant other back? How much of that do you have? How much of it are you got invested in this relationship, or how much do you want to invest in this relationship? Because you look back nowadays, relationships and marriages don't last. If they last 10 years, you're doing good. Kudos to anybody that has been married over 10 years. Because you take the good with the bad. When the bad comes, somebody is ready to run. Somebody is ready to leave the relationship. Disagreements, it seems like soon as you have a disagreement, it's like, I'm done. Or you go to somebody else instead of coming together and saying, we can work through this disagreement. We can get through this because I love you and you love me. It's not the idea that you won't have a disagreement or you won't have issues in your relationship. Everybody has issues. Everybody has problems. Everybody go through things. But you got to be willing to work through it. And that's what a lot of people don't do. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, especially when it comes to marriage. Now, if you're in a relationship, you just girlfriend and boyfriend, it depends on how much time you've invested in that relationship, how long you have been together. But some people will invest for 10, be girlfriend or boyfriend for over 10 and 15 and 20 years and never get married. I have to laugh at that. I can't do that, but that's to you. Everybody has their own thing that they enjoy in the way they relationship. But it depends. But when you're married and you say, I do, how serious do you take your vows? You stood and said that you will love this person through sickness, better or worse. But then as soon as the worst come, you packing the suitcase and you moving on. No, that's not how it works. And it makes a lot of people think, if I get really sick, will you be there for me? Will you be there to support me? If I get on a wheelchair, will you push me around? Will you still love me if something happened to me? That's a teammate that will do that, not a roommate. How much do you want this relationship to work? And sometimes you go, I'm gonna be honest with you. I know sometimes I be like, I've been married for 35 years. And I know sometimes I've had that moment. I'm not gonna say I haven't. Y'all know Miss Penny just straight up. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm always honest with you. If you want to know something, ask me. I've had the moments where I have wanted to say, hey, that was me washing my hand. Okay, how I wash my hand when I have the moments like I'm done. But then I get to thinking about it. Am I gonna find somebody else that does the things that he do? Am I gonna find somebody else to treat me the way that he treats me? Do I want to start a new relationship with somebody and begin from day one to build this friendship that I have with him? No. So be mindful when you pack your bags, because remember that old saying that the grass is not always green on the other side. So be mindful when you walk out that door and look for something else. Because I know me. I can't say for everybody else. So when you take that in and say, hey, we're gonna become teammates, we're gonna do this together, we're gonna work this through, we're gonna sit down when we have issues and problems and we're gonna talk them out, we're gonna do whatever we need to do to make this work. And it's not hard. And a lot of people ask me, how did you make it in your marriage for so long? And I'm gonna be honest with you. I made it because I was in love. And I love my husband and I love being a team on his team. We are one. So when the times get hard, we work through it. We conversate about it. And there be times that we don't agree. You're not always gonna agree. We agree to disagree. But we come back together and try to come in between. Sometimes people feel like that they can't meet in the middle. In order for you to be a team, you gotta bend a little bit and they gotta bend a little bit. We all have to bend to make it work. You may not like Chinese food, but hey, they Chinese restaurants sell fried chicken wings. You can go sit there and eat you some fried chicken wings. And that's what he does. And I remember, y'all know I always have a story. I remember the time when my husband wouldn't even eat Mexican food. Period. But now I got him, he'll eat a burrito. He'll eat tacos. So he bend a little bit just to taste a little bit of the food. And then once he start liking, found something that he liked, he don't mind about going to the restaurant with me. So if your man like, your girlfriend or significant other like to watch football games, sit down and watch it. It's okay. Y'all a team. Y'all are in this together. It's not just them. I'm just fortunate that my husband don't watch sports like that, but some men do. Some men love to watch football. You can sit right there and cheer him on, find out the team that he like and be right there with him. You might not enjoy it, but being in his presence, that's the key. You're still in her or his presence. We're sitting doing this together. And it makes it fun just being in their presence. Be mindful of who you choose to be on your team. That's another one. We'll choose people because, oh, she's fine. Oh, he's fine. Oh, he got a nice ride. She got a good job. But you don't look the other way at somebody different because she's not the finest. He's not the finest. He may work on a low paying job, but he or she may be the best catch. They may be the best team player to have on your team. You want somebody gonna play that team hard as you gonna play that team. You don't want somebody that's gonna step back on the sideline and watch you run the ball the whole time. You paying all the bills. You making the relationship work. You making the home work. You doing all the work in the home. You want somebody on your team that's gonna run as hard as you're gonna run. Because that's what makes a good teammate. And we forget what we are looking for in this relationship. You know, some people go into a relationship looking for somebody that they want to spend the rest of their life with. Some people go into a relationship, hey, this is just somebody I could chill with for a while. And that's okay. It's okay to choose. That's what you want. But find out what that other person is looking for. Because this may not be a person that's ready to get married. They're not. They may be a person that, hey, I'm not ready to settle down. We could hang, we could chill, we could go do things together. And they'll move in your house and still not be ready to make that commitment and make that a long-term relationship. Because I tell people I take my vows very seriously. Very seriously. And when I said I do, I meant it. Because I was ready. But after I said I do, and I'm going to make y'all laugh a little bit, I wasn't ready. I realized that this is forever. I have to wash their clothes, cook. No. But then once I got into it, you know, we grow. I had that growth spur and realized what I had. And I had to say, okay, this is not bad. This is all right. This is pretty good. And then I was like, now I look back and be like, I tell my husband all the time, 35 years. And but back in the days, people stayed married forever. They stayed together forever. Nowadays, they don't do that. They don't do that. Because I think they forgetting the teammate. They really high on the roommate. And that's in any relationship. No matter if it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your significant other, it's in any relationship. Be mindful of the person that you choose to become your partner. Be mindful, because you don't know. Are they ready? Ask the question. Are you ready for a long-time commitment? Have you ever asked your partner, your significant other, are you ready for a long time commitment? Have you ever asked those questions? Have you ever dated somebody and you asked them what type of commitment? Are they just here for a while? They want to chill? Sometimes you have to ask the question. Excuse me. You got to be open-minded when you ask them questions. Because I know some people say, hey, I'm looking for somebody because I'm lonely. I'm looking for somebody to just hang out with, go to the movies, go out to dinner. You know, somebody just a friend companion. And some people really is looking for real love. And I see all these different TV shows, how they have people meeting each other. And some of them are really, they really end up marrying. Because they let the person, when they meet them, they let them know what they was looking for in the beginning. So you gotta be mindful of who you choose to be your, and I'm gonna keep repeating that, who you choose to be on your team. And ask yourself, do I have a good team right now? You can ask your partner, are we teammates or roommates? Ask them and let me know what they say. Let me know what they say. And you might be surprised at what they say, or you might already know the answer. Because sometimes it's not what you want to hear. And being on a good team, it takes you very far. You want to explore the same things, go on the same vacations. You even if you don't want to go on the same vacations, you work it out. Hey, this year we'll go to California. Next year we'll go to Florida. Or we can go to Chicago somewhere. You're going to work through it together. And it, cause it's lonely out here. I know it's some of y'all listeners that is not even, don't even have a significant other. And I know it get lonely. And you may say, well, how you know it get lonely? You've been married so many years. Well, guess what? Being military, traveling, being in different states, it get lonely. And I know, and I have people that tell me how lonely it can be. You sit there, you watch your friends go out and hang out with their significant others. You watch, you know, every time there's a party, you want somebody to take you to the party. And guess what? You may be lonely because you don't have anybody, but it's people out there that got somebody that don't even do those things. Hello. They could say, honey, oh, they got a ball going on. Would you like to go? No. They got a party down the street? No. So some of them have a teammate or a roommate, and they still lonely. So you got to be mindful who you choose. And you can believe it or not, it's people that stay in the same household. That's where that roommate come in at. And they be in separate rooms watching TV. They eat at different times. They don't communicate. They don't pay their significant other any attention. But then you want to get upset because somebody else paying them some attention. Hello. Why are you upset? You're not paying them any attention. And the signs have been there. They've given you the signs. They put on their cute outfits and you don't say anything, or they put on their jazzy jeans and you don't say anything. So that's where the roommate comes in at. You're not a teammate. You're a roommate. You're not working together. You're not showing affection. You're not being there. You're not listening. You're not understanding. You're not you're on the sidelines. They got the football and going to the past the 50-yard line. You just standing there on the sideline. You're not cheering. You're just standing. What's the use of dressing out for the football game if you're not going to get on the team? What's the use of taking that key to that apartment or that house if you're not going to be part of the team? You got to want to be part of the team. Do you want to be on the team that you're on? Some of y'all let me know how y'all feel or what y'all think about the conversation. Because this is deep to me. Because I be wondering, how do I see people, I know they have a boyfriend or they have a girlfriend or they have a husband, they have a wife, but all the time you see them, they are by themselves. They shopping by themselves. They sitting out at the restaurant eating by themselves. Where is your team player? Now, when they get somebody else to come on that football field and be on their team, then you're going to think something is wrong. So you got to make sure you pick the right people to be on your team. And it's not hard to choose. Somebody say those are just roommates when they don't want to do anything with you. Yes. But do you see that they are just roommates? Are you feeling that roommate feel? And when you try to work it out and the other one is not showing you that they don't care, then it's time to give it up. Sometimes it is. It's on you. It is really on you. When somebody is not giving you the attention, that's what I said. When you see your teammate, a roommate, and you're not giving them the attention that they need, and you see them go get it from somebody else, why are you... You want to be the coach then. You want to call them on the sideline. Come back in. Come back in. Come back in. Come back in. Let's huddle. No, it's too late to huddle then. It's too late. You didn't do nothing when I was begging you for attention, when I was showing you that I love you, that I want to be with you, and now that somebody else is showing me, then now you... Now you want to sit down and have a conversation. You want to huddle. You want to call me on the sideline and say, what you doing with that other person? Or why is you talking to him or her? Or what's going on? You see what's going on. Roommates are not dumb. They're not stupid. They know what's going on. Show me the attention that I need. Show me the attention that I'm asking you for, because I'm going to show it to you. I'm giving you all my attention. I'm giving you all my love. Come on, get on my team. Don't change teams on me. When you want a teammate, make sure you choose your teammate wisely. Because when it's all over, you can't be upset at anybody else because your team is not winning and your teammate is not helping you to run that ball down that field. It is so easy to throw the ball and pass it to another player. Relationships are very hard. And a lot of people don't realize how hard a relationship can be. It's hard work, is straining, is stressful. It can be stressful. But you can release some of that stress and strain if you got a teammate and not a roommate. And most people that are roommates, they want to hang out with their buddies or their girlfriends more than they do you. When they come home, they don't want to be bothered. They want to just sit and watch TV. They don't want to pay you any attention. They don't want to cuddle. They don't want to have conversations. So... make a list for yourself. I'm just giving you some ideas of a roommate. You know and you feel it when you have a roommate. Because you are feeling that lonely feeling inside. You're feeling that, what am I doing here? You don't talk to me. You don't pay me no attention. You don't show me any affection unless, hey, check this out. Why do you have to say something to them about what they're not doing, what they're doing wrong? Why do you have to tell them the things that they are doing wrong? Then they're going to do it because you say something. That's a roommate. Then they'll go right back to acting the same way they was acting. And you like, they'll try to wine and dine you for a little bit, sit down and talk to you for a little bit. They'll do all the little lists that you just told them. Why are you feeling lonely? Why are they there? Why do they want you? Why is this relationship not going anywhere? You'd rather just leave. They're gonna keep you there. They're gonna keep you there. They're gonna do whatever they can for a little bit to, I'ma just say it, hush you up. Pretty much, they're gonna do enough to close your mouth for a little bit, make you happy and smile for a little bit, and then guess what? Hey, they back to the roommate. They'll be a team player for a little bit. They'll be a teammate for a little bit, but they're not gonna stick around. It's not gonna stay there. They're gonna go right back into their old ways of how they act. And then here you are again having the same conversation. When is enough enough for a roommate? When is enough for you with that roommate? Serious. Some of y'all are staying around for 20 years. But nowadays, people don't even make it 10. And I give kudos to anybody out that's listening, that been together, been married for over 10 years. Let us know. Send up a message. Let us know that, hey, it's strong, 10 years strong and going on. That's it. Over 10 years and going on. Let us know. Because there's not too many relationships out there that's made it this far. Has made it to 10 years nowadays. And I see people in the newspaper having a 50-year anniversary on Facebook and stuff. They be having anniversary for 50 years. And I be like, wow. That's good. That's good. And I think at one time, if you look back, at one point in time, people weren't really getting married like they are nowadays. People are getting married again like they used to. It used to be, as the word they say, shacking up was the thing. But now a lot of people are getting married again because they want that long-term relationship. They want that relationship to last. They don't want that short-term relationship. So a lot of people are getting serious. A lot of people are picking their teammates. And some of them are strong teammates. I'm not going to say everybody relationship, and I'm not never going to say that because I don't know how your relationship is going. Only somebody relationship I can put my finger on and just about say how it's going is my own. But there are some relationships out there are pretty strong, and they've been together for a long time. So I just want to ask you the question, are you living with a roommate or a teammate? I would like to know. We would like to know. Are you living with the roommate or a teammate? Because when you is with a teammate, it can be beautiful. It really can. Sometimes I laugh because some of the things that we do as a team. And as a matter of fact, one was today coming over here in this storm. I'm watching the road. He watching the road. Watch out for that car right there. You know, we working as a team to maneuver our way over here. Even when we work as a team, sometimes when I cook. Hey, can you make the cornbread while I'm cutting this? Can you cut this up for me? That's teamwork. So I want to know, are you living with a roommate or a teammate? And what would you rather live with? Because some people could live with a roommate. They could stay in the house with their partner, significant other, their husband, wife, long as they stay comfortable. long as he paying the bills. I know some of y'all not heard that. I'm not worried about it, honey. Long as he pay these bills, I'm not worried about it. It's not healthy. Mentally nor physical, is it healthy to live that way? You want to be happy. Either way, you want to be happy. Because sometimes it can take a real bad toll on you when you is living with the roommate. And you realize and you be like, this is not what I thought that I was getting into. And